Boker Tov, everyone. Good morning. It is Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Va'eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. It should be a comforting and joyous Shabbos for all of us and all of the Jewish people. We continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Chaf, Tes, Halachi Yud Aleph, continuing this rather lengthy chapter discussing the laws of Midos. The Kitzur writes, Mitzvas Asei Lihi Dabek B'Salmidei Chachamim. There is a positive commandment, there's a mitzvah to cleave to spend time with and around Torah scholars, k'day lilmod mima'aseyem, so that we can learn from their ways. K'inyan shenemar avo sidbak, as the pasuk in Parshas Ekev teaches, and to Hashem you should cleave. The Gemara in Ksubos asks, v'chi efshar la'adam lihidavik b'shechina, is it possible for a person, for a human being, to cleave to the Shechina of Hashem? Ela kach pershu rabbasinu zechonam levracha, rather this is what the rabbis, our sages, answer, hidabek betalmidei chachamim, that you should cleave to Torah scholars, and in that way, that is considered a form of devekus, of cleaving towards and spending time, so to speak, with Hashem himself. Therefore, a person should make sure he marries well, should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, because that's the people you're going to be spending time around. You want to be associating as much as possible with people and families of Talmidei Chachamim, of righteous people, v'yasi bito l'Talmid Chacham, and person should try to marry off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, v'lecho v'lishtos im Talmidei Chachamim, and to eat and drink with Talmidei Chachamim, v'lasos prak matya l'Talmid Chacham, and do business with Torah scholars, v'lishchaber aleim b'chol minei chibur, and to attach yourself to them as much as possible, to spend as much time, v'lishchaber, from like the word chaver, befriend, spend time with, associate with Torah scholars with Talmidei Chachamim as much as possible, Shenamar Ludovka Vo, because another person in the Torah says, and to cleave to him, and again, the same idea, to cleave to Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore a form of connecting to Hashem. V'chein tzivu rabbasinu zichronam levracha v'amru, and so too, our sages teach in Pirkei Avos, v'havei mis'abek ba'afar ragleihem, v'shoseh batzama'as devrayim, should sit in the dust of their feet, and drink with thirst their words, spend as much time with, listening to, learning from Talmidei Chachamim as we possibly can. Continuing into Halacha Yud Beis, mitzvah al kol adam le'ehev was kol echad ve'echad miyisrael kigufo. It's a mitzvah for every Jewish person to love every other Jewish person as he loves himself. She'ne'emar v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha. As the pasuk tells us, instructs, you should love your fellow like you love yourself. L'fikach tzarech l'saper b'shivcho. Therefore, a person is obligated, is required to speak positively and praiseworthy about other people, v'lachus al mamono, to be concerned for their money, k'moshu chas al mamon shalol, just like you would want people speaking nicely about you, and just like you're always naturally, instinctively concerned about your own money, so too we should act in a similar way towards others, v'rotze b'chvoratmo, just like we are always concerned for our own honor and that we look good, we should think the same and plan and hope the same for other people also. V'meskabe b'klon chavero, one who finds honor, one who honors himself or glorifies himself by putting down or in the shame, God forbid, of his friend. Even if the friend who you're speaking badly about isn't there, and so he's not, maybe he won't even actually find out what you even said. So he won't actually experience the embarrassment. Or even if I didn't really directly embarrass him, rather I just sort of, by implication, compared my deeds to his in a particular area, or my wisdom to his, or my accomplishments to his. So that, okay, if you're listening closely and you figure out the implications and you read between the lines, you can realize what I'm saying is that I'm greater than this person in a particular area, and therefore it's sort of a backhanded put down. I'm not saying this with the intention of putting him down, just to make myself look good, but by implication, it's putting somebody else down. Not a good thing. The Kitzur says, this person has no portion in the world to come. Excuse me, until he engages in tshuva and repents for this misdeed. You know, there are some misdeeds that are not as severe, but glorifying yourself by putting somebody else down, not one of the good ones to have on your record. So you got to make sure to repair that if that's something that we're concerned about. One more halacha for this morning. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol asone echad miyisrael belibo over below sasa shenemar lo sisna zachicha bil vavecha. Anybody who hates, God forbid, another Jew, or his feelings of hate towards somebody else in his heart, violates a negative commandment, as the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim as well, do not hate your brother in your heart. if somebody sins against you, if somebody really, you're upset at somebody for a good justified reason, if somebody really did something that's not okay, don't suppress it and be silent. The kitzur here is referencing a story about the children of David HaMelech, that Amnon acted inappropriately towards Tamar, and Avshalom was not very happy about it, understandably so. Amnon was not right. But instead of dealing with it and discussing with it and bringing it to the forefront, what Avshalom did is he suppressed his feelings of anger, he didn't deal with it, he didn't discuss it, and then that ended up leading to it, festers inside his heart, and then ultimately Avshalom tried to kill Amnon. So that might be an extreme example, but we see from here that in general, it's not a good idea, or it's not allowed maybe even, to suppress feelings of anger or hate towards somebody. Rather, it has to be discussed if you are feeling those feelings, at least in most situations. Of course, any interactions between people can be complicated and should be thought about or discussed in advance, but this is a general rule. It's a mitzvah for you to speak to him and say, why have you done this to me? Why are you acting this way? That's part of the mitzvah of rebuke, of correcting somebody or criticizing someone when you think that they are doing something wrong. But the same thing goes the other way. If then he goes back and he apologizes to you, you have to forgive him. You can't bring it up with him and just be upset. And then when he genuinely apologizes, you refuse to forgive him. Then don't bring it up in the first place. But once he apologizes, you have to be willing to forgive him. Don't be cruel. Avraham el ha'elokim. That in the story of Avraham and Avimelech, Avimelech tries to take Sarah as a wife for himself, and when his house is plagued, he regrets what he does, and he apologizes. And not only did Avraham accept his apology, but Avraham davened to Hashem that he should heal Avimelech. That's an example of somebody who fully accepted the apology. But Avost Rabbi Nassan, in the rabbinics work, in their sages write in Avost Rabbi Nassan, Vesinas Abrios Ketzad, one is an example of how is this, God forbid, accomplished. Hatred of another person. Malamit shalo yichavin adam lomar. A person should never say, or never think, or never have in mind. Ehov esach chachamim usnas atamidim. I love the wise people, the teachers, but I have no time for. I'm not interested, or I even feel have feelings of hate towards the students. Ehov esach atamidim, or I love the students usnas amearetz, but I hate the just the simple people, the ignorant people. Ela evas ehav es kulam usnas hapikorsim. Rather love everybody. Don't distinguish between any of those distinctions mentioned previously. The only people that there is room for these feelings of hate towards is epikorsim, v'amasisim, v'amadichim, v'chin amasoros. Heretics who actively are influencing and teaching other people to lead them astray or reporting them to the authorities. People who are actively doing wicked things. Okay, that's one thing. But other people who might just be ignorant or simple people deserve our love as much as anyone else. V'chin David amar misan echa Hashem esna. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim that Hashem, only those who hate you I will hate. Those who rise up against you I will fight with. Those are the only people that will be my enemies, is those who express feelings of hate towards, God forbid, Hashem or the Jewish people. Because after all, the Torah says, so how could David HaMelech say, I'm going to hate all these people, and we have a mitzvah to love everybody? No. Ma tam ki ani barasiv im osam asamcha ato avo v'im lav yato avo. The reason for yahavta l'recha kamocha is because Hashem created everybody. So if they're acting like a proper creation of Hashem, and they're acting respectfully, and they're part of the group, then sure, we have to love every single Jew. We have to love everybody the same way. But if there are people who are actively rejecting or opposing Hashem, or the Jewish people who seek to come close to Hashem, then that person would be the exception to the rule. And maybe these feelings would be appropriate in that case. In general, though, we should work on our love for all Jewish people. Avas chinam, free love, regardless of circumstances or background or person. And if we ever feel upset about something or we feel wrong, very often the best way to deal with it is to speak about it in a respectful and proper, appropriate way, to discuss it, to make sure that we're not festering feelings of upset or anger in our hearts. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat shalom.